ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Now, I let that mug make a mug out of me, but don't anybody try it again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm here, and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. The weekend wrap right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed, undefeated, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for 27 years and 11 months. That's right. Next month, we celebrate 28 years live on the radio. So I want to welcome all my new listeners, the old Ring Talk family members. We got an hour of boxing MMA to talk about. We're wrapping up the weekend. Of course, last night, Ronda Rousey. Wow, what more can you say? I mean, people are comparing her to Mike Tyson. Well, they were doing that a couple of fights ago. They said, you know, she's got that Tyson-like killer instinct. Well, last night she did it again. 54 seconds is all that Sarah Kaufman lasted. In fact, we'll hear the fight after the break. But the bottom line is, man, nobody can contend with this chick. And if Chris Cyborg Santos can come down to 135 pounds, you know, that steroid monkey from Brazil that got caught last December down there in San Diego, California, testing positive for Stanislaw. Well, if she can come back and make 135, they've got a fight. If she can't make 135, the fight isn't going to happen. The bottom line is she is probably the only big money fight out there right now for Ronda Rousey. And Ronda Rousey is probably the only big money fight out there for Chris Cyborg Santos. Bottom line is women's MMA taking over the world with Ronda Rousey, the rowdy one, Triple R, Ronda Rousey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Seeing the boxing weekend was light, we'll go with MMA first, and we'll come up with the boxing half of the show, probably about 10:35, 10:36, somewhere around there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, after 50 years, Motel 6 is still saving people more for what they travel for. And we're still leaving the light on for you. We haven't changed a bit. Well, except for all that hot internet technology stuff, like online booking, our mobile website, smartphone apps, that Facebook page, tweets. All right, so maybe a few things have changed. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3000. 3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
At Lowe's, never stop improving means bringing you new and improved products. It also means we need to make room for new stuff. Announcing Lowe's Make Room for New Stuff clearance event. Save up to 30% on top brands like Delta, Moen, and American Standard, including faucets, vanities, baths, and shower doors. Also, save on ceramic tile, in-stock carpet, and sheet vinyl. If you're inspired to improve your bath and flooring, now is the perfect time. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers good while supplies last. Products may vary by store.
A nice sweep. She had her going one way and took her back the other. She does it to everybody.
Rousey has full mount and already going for the arm.
Look at her changing the angle on the tug. Changing the angle.
30 seconds into the fight and Rousey is already fishing for the arm bar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, and that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
The Strikeforce Women's Bantamweight Champion, undefeated, undisputed, Rowdy Ronda Rousey!
When you watch your television, you see Ronda Rousey fight, you're not saying, who's that lady? You're saying, who's that bad, bad woman? I mean, she's tough. I told you she was the baddest broad on the block. This Sarah Coffin was from British Columbia in Canada, was supposed to give her a shot. I mean, she didn't give her a shot. She's lost her second fight now, 15-2. Bottom line is she had 10 big wins by a knockout. She's a good striker, so she could fight a little bit, no question about it, okay? But when it comes to fighting Ronda Rousey, it's a different world. That's what Chris Cyborg Santos is going to find out. It's a different world, especially if you're not shooting hormones into your body. The bottom line is Ronda's on top of the world. We had her on the show yesterday, and this is a taped interview we did yesterday, of course, pre-fight, but she talks about her life. This is Ronda Rousey unfriggin' plugged. When you look at the world of mixed martial arts and the fact that, you know, that Gina Carano did some pretty good numbers on Showtime, and she did some good audiences as far as fans were concerned at the San Jose HP Pavilion. Now, you seem to be on a level above her as far as popularity is concerned. I've seen your Facebook page just blowing up with thousands of people. I mean, people around the world are telling me, what's up with Ronda? What's up with Ronda? Everybody wants to know about Ronda. How did you become such a superstar overnight?
Well, I wouldn't say I've surpassed Gina at all. I mean, she's the one making the multi-million-dollar movies and making people that aren't aware of MMA aware of it. So I think she's doing the most work on that end. But I don't know. I guess I just saw the state that women's MMA was in, and I just felt like we have to find a way where it's impossible for us to be ignored. So I did everything I can to get as much attention as possible, and strangely enough, it all worked.
Yeah, I think you are getting quite a bit of attention because, you know, as I said, everybody's talking in the world of MMA about Ronda Rousey possibly fighting Chris Cyborg Santos. Do you have a problem fighting a woman that needs to shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. I've been doing this a long time, even before MMA, I was doing judo, and I'm pretty sure most of those women have to shave their faces.
We're talking about a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in Beijing. Of course, she won the Pan Am Games thrice, I believe, once in Rio and twice two other times. So the bottom line is she is a judo expert. When did you get your start in judo?
My first tournament was on my 11th birthday, so I'd count it from then.
About 14 years now.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I sent a letter to Steve Espinoza. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see that letter I sent him regarding allowing you to fight on CBS, Fox TV, instead of a Showtime card? I said that he would bring hundreds of thousands of women back to Showtime as far as new subscribers are concerned. Did you see that letter?
No, I didn't see it personally,
okay.
But, I mean, it sounds cool.
This is the way I look at it, okay? I've been doing this a long time, and I've been following MMA since 1993 in the
inception of the UFC back in the days when they were like tough man tournaments and things like that. But I think that if they were to put you on CBS television in the main event against, I don't know, Chris Cyborg Santos, but if they put you in the main event on CBS television, on Fox TV, that you would draw record numbers because the guys would tune in to see you because they know you can fight. Most men know you can fight. And then the women, the female side, they'll be attracted to the fact that they've got a female superstar or a potential superstar to watch on TV. So I told Steve Espinosa it's a win-win situation for him, but unfortunately he didn't return my letter.
I've been saying this for a while, that women's MMA could do great things for MMA in general. I mean, most of the fan base is like, 20 to 30-year-old guys, and if you really get women into it just as much, you are literally doubling your fan base. And I think also that people have this idea of MMA that it's something like, some brutal thing that, whatever, and with these, bring a bunch of guys around that have just a bunch of scars and put them in a suit and say, oh, these guys are gentlemen. It's really hard to get accepted. But if you have, women that are doing it as well, I think that as soon as you get people really accepting women being a part of the sport, you really just get the sport itself just overall accepted socially.
Having won 7 amateur titles as a boxer back in the day, I used to talk a lot of smack. And you talk smack, and you talk it well. Did you learn a little of this from Muhammad Ali or something, or what?
No, I mean, I'm a fan of, both sports, and I just kind of look around at what's been working, and then I pick and choose what other people have done that I found entertaining and kind of try and fit it around to my own style. I mean, it's just like, we're not just athletes, we're entertainers, and I'm just trying my best to keep people interested and make them, not just want to see the fights, want to know the fighters. And as long as I can keep that up, then awesome. It's, it offends some people, it entertains others, other people love it, it's not, I don't want everyone to love me. I want everyone to disagree about me, so it becomes a hot topic of discussion.
Triple R is in the house. Rowdy Ronda Rousey, folks, the hottest MMA fighter in the world right now, I think. She's 5-0 with 5 submissions. Her last fight went 4 minutes, I believe, a little over 4 minutes with Miesha Tate. Is Miesha going to be fighting anytime soon? I understand her arm is still messed up.
No, she's actually fighting on the same card that I'm on. She's going to be, the main event on the prelims on Showtime Extreme.
Okay, that's good enough. As I said, Ronda Rousey's in the house here. Now, besides being a skank, what's your problem with Kim Kardashian?
Look, I don't mind the people that work for Playboy or people that are porn stars or do all those kinds of things. The only problem I have is that they are taking this girl who's pretty much, a glorified porn star and having her sell products to children, and I really don't think that's appropriate. If she's selling like lingerie or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But when I see my 13-year-old sister walking around the house with Kim Kardashian shoes and nail polish, I think that's not appropriate.
Did you see what Barbara Walters told her on TV?
No, what did she say?
Barbara Walters, obviously the queen of late night television, ABC 2020, all that kind of good stuff. She said, quote, "You have no talent. How do you make money?"
Well, what does she do?
That's basically what Barbara Walters was saying.
Well, the way she makes money is, she's very intelligently marketed, and she has a lot of very smart people around her handling her, Like, she's a product. It's not a can of Coca-Cola doesn't have any talent, but it does something, People are entertained by it, and she's sold in a way that people are interested in. If you have the right kind of marketing behind a ball of lint, you can make that ball of lint a billionaire.
Ronda Rousey's in the house, folks. Of course, she fights on Showtime, and, of course, we are looking to get her on Fox TV in 2013, possibly against Chris Cyborg Santos. Now, Dana White was against women. He's the president of the UFC. He's been very anti-women. I called him a bit of a male chauvinist pig a couple of times, and he got slightly offended in the bottom line. But now he's realizing that, I've got Ronda Rousey in the house, and she's possibly the biggest rising star I have in the game, and I'm going to have to acknowledge women. So you're basically forcing yourself or forcing women upon Dana White, a man that didn't want to have women in the UFC.
Well, I wouldn't say he was ever against women in general.
No, I'm not saying he's gay. I'm just trying to say he didn't want, you know, women don't belong in the UFC. Women don't belong in the octagon. I mean, I've got quotes from him over the years, and he said this when Gina was hot. He didn't think that, you know, Gina was Gina Carano, of course, the movie star, former MMA champion, but he didn't think that she was ready to do her thing in the UFC. And of course, she drew some pretty good numbers on Showtime, and as far as live attendance is concerned. But he's changed his mind on you because he said she's a rock star. She's been fantastic. She is killing it for us. I hope that we can get her real soon in the UFC. So it does look like you have a future with the UFC.
I mean, you know, I hope so. I think that, you know, women deserve a spot in every area of every sport. And I think that it should be in every profession out there. I don't see why not. You know, I really believe in equality for everybody, you know, like for women, for gays, for every race. I really think that, you know, keeping people separate like that is just stupid on every level. I mean, but I'm not going to hate anyone for disagreeing with me. I just got to give them reasons to agree with me. So I did as much as I could to give Dana reasons to agree with me. And, you know, he's a smart man. And eventually, you know, it seems like he's starting to come around. And, you know, I can't do all the work, and my work's not even done yet. And it's just really encouraging to see that kind of progress being made.
Okay, you got a beef with Michael Phelps, too. What's the beef with him?
I don't have a beef, dude. I was asked, who is your favorite Olympic teammate? And I went on and on about how awesome Kobe is. And then they said, who's your least favorite? And I said that Michael Phelps kind of annoyed me at the they had, like, all these clubs or whatever in China where, like, the Bud Club was the U.S. sponsor. So it was, like, all the U.S. Olympic team there. And Michael Phelps wanted to have his own separate VIP section away from the other his Olympic teammates. And the same thing when we were all on the Oprah show, all the Olympic medalists were on the Oprah show, and he wanted to be kept separate from all the other teammates. And I thought that, you know, the Olympics is supposed to be about bringing everybody together, and, you know, regardless of what's going on politically or what country you're from or how much money you make or how famous you are, we're all there together. And I think that someone, you know, wanting to be separate because their sport gives away more medals, they somehow think they're more important. I thought that was a little bit annoying. You know, I just think that when I think of the greatest Olympians of all time, I think of, like, Carrie Strug running through a vault and ripping her leg into little pieces trying to help her team get a gold medal. You know, Mia Hamm was an amazing athlete, but she's one person on a team of 11 and gets 1/88th of the medal count credited to Michael Phelps. And I'm not saying that I want the guy to win medals for our country. You know, I think that's awesome what he does, but I don't think that he should be trying to separate himself into a VIP section from his Olympic teammates, because the idea of being more important than your teammates in the Olympics is against the whole idea of the Olympic Games.
Okay. Ronda Rousey is our guest. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, the Olympics just concluded. We're speaking of Olympics. 2012 Olympics just concluded. And not one male boxer from the United States got his hand raised. That's an indictment of USA Boxing. But they had 9 weight classes for men, and they only had 3 weight classes for women. And out of those 3 weight classes, we got a bronze medalist and a gold medalist. I thought that that's a little discriminatory. 9 weight classes for men, 3 for women. What do you think of that?
You know, well, the women, it was their first time as, a fully inducted sport. Or maybe they were a demonstration sport this time around. Was it a demonstration or fully inducted?
No, they got it on. It was actual fighting.
No, I mean, the first time that the first time the women's boxing was in?
That was the first time boxing has been put into the Olympics, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes I think the first time they have a sport in, it's more of like a demonstration mode, so maybe that's why they had fewer divisions. I don't know exactly why. But, you know, if they're starting later, then they gotta have some time to catch up. And it's understandable that they would have fewer divisions for the women in the beginning, but I think eventually there should be equal divisions.
Okay. Sure. Wrapping things up here with Ronda Rousey. Of course, she is a Showtime star. She is an MMA icon in only 5 submissions. What's this thing with the arm bars? Is that your favorite move?
No, it's just It seems to usually be my first inclination. You know, my mom was a world champion in judo, and she tore her knees out when she was 17. So her big thing when she fought was armbar. She won everything but armbars almost always. And so I learned them very young. And with judo, the ways that you can finish a fight that would still go into MMA is, you know, armbar the person, you could choke the person, and you could get a TKO by, like, pinning the person and you know, punching them around.
All right. I talked about how...
that's just one of the ways you can finish.
All right.
That's
talked about how beautiful you are and how articulate you are. Now, do you see yourself following Gina Carano into Hollywood or what?
You know, I'm just kind of letting everything happen organically. I really am just a fighter right now. I feel like some movies, like making movies, is kind of a death sentence to your fighting career because... So you got 6 months of filming, 6 months of promotion, and that's a whole year that you're not 100% devoted to fighting, you know, and this is a sport where someone's trying to kill you every couple of months. You need to be have 100% of your attention focused on that. So until I feel like I'm really past what I've wanted to accomplish in fighting, and then I will start entertaining the idea of, like, going in a different field. But, you know, I'm kind of waiting for that stuff to come to me. I'm not really chasing after it right now. Right. I'm
a
fighter.
Last question for the First Lady of MMA. Chris Cyborg Santos, she was popped for steroids. Gina Carano told me before and after their fight that she thought that Chris was taking steroids. Will you ask for some type of special testing for her, like Olympic-style random drug testing, if you do fight her in 2013?
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. And if they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Rhonda, it was a pleasure to meet you in San Jose at the card a few weeks ago. I think it was the UFC card. But the bottom line is I do think that you are the future of MMA, be it male or female. I'm talking about the future of the game. I wish you the very best of luck in your endeavors. As I said, with all those accolades and adjectives, you are the real deal, young lady.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the confidence and support.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You get your bitch ass back in the kitchen.
Now, that's something you wouldn't want to say to Ronda Rousey. That's probably the 52-second winner this past week, and of course, over Sarah Kaufman. Sarah could fight. She came in at 15-1. She's now 15-2. She's probably thinking about doing something different, as just about every woman that's fought Ronda Rousey thus far. I mean, Miesha Tate, yeah, she's been able to come back, but the ligament damage was done to her. She was down for like 5.5 months and couldn't train. The bottom line is Ronda Rousey is the baddest broad on the block, period. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll get to boxing in about 5 to 7 minutes here. Of course, the 1st of September, we've got John Jones, the UFC light heavyweight champion, putting his title on the line at 16-1. Although the 16-1 is a bit, how can I put this? He didn't really lose a fight. He was kicking the snot out of this guy and got disqualified for hitting him with an elbow when he was on the ground. So the bottom line is, John Jones is undefeated, so call him like 17-0, but it's 16-1 officially, okay? He's taking on Dan Henderson, 29-8. Of course, Henderson involved with Mauricio Shogun Rua in the greatest, or one of the greatest, fights in MMA history, in UFC history, when they got it on last November at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. That was a brutal match. I'm not really into brutality. I mean, yeah, I was knocking out bums in my days, but the bottom line is, I'm not really into brutality. I mean, you know, boom, boom, I like clean knockouts. I like hitting guys to the body, breaking ribs, things like that, getting it over with. Yeah, I'm all for that, okay? But the brutal, being brutal and pounded on somebody like their salt, of course, like Brock Lesnar got pounded on by Shane Carwin, got hit by over 50 punches, okay? Dan Henderson took a lot of shots in the 5th round against Shogun Rua. I mean, shots that would take years off your career. Okay, that's the way I look at it. That's what those kind of fights do to you. Now he's taking on John Jones. I don't think he's got much of a chance here. He's a 4.5-1 underdog. But the bottom line is, that's going down September 1st on pay-per-view. Of course, the big fight later this year, live on pay-per-view, the 29th of December, Junior Dos Santos in a rematch against Cain Velasquez, the man he took the UFC heavyweight title from in 1:04. Now, how can a rematch of a fight that only lasted 1:04 even come to play? Well, the bottom line is, you know, Cain had a hurt shoulder and a hurt knee, and Junior Dos Santos had a broken foot, so they both went in there with injuries, but Santos worked his stand-up game, and when he got Cain to the ground, it was all over, man. Boom, knocked him down. That was it. Lights out, baby. So Cain's going to look to avenge that loss on December 29th in Las Vegas. It'll be a big weekend in Sin City, no question about that. Of course, 2 days later, New Year's Eve. But the bottom line is, man, I'm telling you, Cain Velasquez has got a shot against Junior Dos Santos, even though he got knocked out in 1:04. If they stand up, it's going to be Santos's fight. If they can get it to the ground, although Santos does have those great Brazilian jiu-jitsu skills fighting on the ground, Cain is a better wrestler, a more superb wrestler. So that's what we've got on the ground, the wrestling versus the Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Who will win when they get to the ground? It's questionable, but I give Cain a slight advantage if they do get to the ground. December the 8th, looks like Fox TV will wrap up their year on UFC. They'll call it UFC 5 on Fox. It'll be Ben Henderson defending the lightweight championship. He just defended a fortnight ago against Frankie Edgar, the former champion, who I've said, hey, man, you're too small to fight at 155. Drop down to 145. Believe me, 10 pounds is a lot of difference. I mean, as far as size is concerned, I moved from 139 pounds to 147 pounds. And the guys, I could beat good welterweights, but I couldn't beat great welterweights. Okay, I just couldn't do it. I mean, man, Ernie Chavez licked me like a stamp. Of course, Ernie Chavez losing one fight in his professional career. That's the former world champion, two-division world champion, and Olympic gold medalist Meldrick Taylor. He retired after that. But the bottom line is, when I moved up to welter, those guys were too big, too strong, and they were hitting too fast at from 139 to 147. So you can imagine him fighting at an unnatural weight at 155, we can drop down to 145 and possibly win the featherweight title. So Frankie Edgar, if you're listening, do that. Because Benson Henderson's got a date with Nate Diaz of Stockton, California, the brother of Nick Diaz. That's December 8th. That'll be on Fox TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network will be our boxing segment right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MY-TV.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit searsauto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
And you know it, folks. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. At least this segment will cover boxing. Of course, boxing, mixed martial arts is what we do.
Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And Sundays as well, an entirely different show, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. First of all, it's been 30 years. Last week, the 12th, it's been 30 years since Salvador Sanchez, a great Mexican champion, the once-beaten WBC featherweight title holder, died in a car crash. Of course, he was returning from a booty call. He had just fought like 3.5-4 weeks earlier, and he was still training. He was in training again. This guy was like a gym rat. He was in training again. He had a training camp set up, and he was going to try to fight Alexis Arguello at 135 pounds. That was what they were talking about. Okay, Don King was trying to put that together. Sanchez, of course, you know, an iconic type of fighter. I mean, I couldn't believe the hits we generated off the internet. I just couldn't believe it. I was blown away by it, by the fact that, you know, this guy's been dead 30 years and he draws the biggest numbers of the week. So the bottom line is there is some interest in the great Salvador Sanchez. And was he great? I think knocking out Gomez was quite an accomplishment. Of course, that was in August of 1981 at TKO and 8. Gomez came in like 38-0 with 38 knockouts or something like that. It was like 32 wins, 32 knockouts. I mean, he was knocking out all bums and contenders. Okay, no question about it. But, you know, he didn't take care of Sanchez. He got knocked down in the first round, got his face bone, a cheekbone broken, and he went on to the last 7 more rounds, got dropped again in the 8th round, and referee Carlos Padilla, I was there, me and my buddy Hector Martinez, and the fight was stopped in the 8th round. Of course, Sanchez retired at 44-1. The only fight he lost was earlier in his career to some hobo, and the guy ended up being like, what was for the Mexican bantamweight title, 118 pounds, and in his next fight, the guy lost. So the guy wasn't all that much to begin with, but, you know, Sanchez had a bad night. But the booty call. Somebody said to me, what are you talking about him coming back from a booty call? Pedro, are you slamming this guy? Are you disparaging him in death? And I'll get to Michael Dokes in a minute because you accused me of that with Michael Dokes as well. Okay? No, I'm not. He went out and spent some time with some girl, got up a little late, and had to get back to camp to run. So he's speeding back to camp in his car, his little race car down there in Mexico, and he runs into the back. He rear-ends a chicken truck. A truck full of live chickens, I kid you not, and he dies. I mean, that's the end of Salvador Sanchez. That's how he died in 1982, okay? Pretty good fighter, great fighter. I don't know if he was a great, great fighter. He was great for beating Gomez, but Gomez had some weight issues that day, so a rematch would have been a pretty good scrap, no question about that, at 126. But, you know, I've got to look at him, 44-1-1, 32 KOs. I just don't know. And the one guy that he did lose to, Antonio Baccara. He was 14-2 at the time. And 2 months later, Baccara lost to a 9-9 guy by the name of Hector Medina, 12 rounds again for the Mexican bantamweight title. Of course, his last fight was with the great Azuma Nelson on July 21st, 1982. He died August 12th, 1982. So the guy was back in training. He was a freak. No question about that. And of course, a lot of people accuse him of blood doping, and people in the WBC told me he was the original blood doper. That's right. Back in the days when they took blood out of your system, froze it, and then thawed it out and then put it back into your system. We gave you more red blood cells, much like they do now with EPO. They've taken shortcuts on all this stuff now. They don't have to blood dope anymore, per se, as freezing the blood. What they do is now they give you EPO. So that was the great Salvador Sanchez. May he rest in peace. Now we go to Michael Dokes. Michael Dokes, of course, was the one-time WBA heavyweight title holder, and I think that was a bit undeserved because referee Joey Curtis jumped in and stopped the fight. And it was like, you know, everybody was screaming, fix, especially when Dokes was seen taking a picture with Joey Curtis later that night. Now, Joey Curtis was this ex-fighter, and he ran a construction company in Las Vegas, a scurrilous guy that owed me money when he died, but advertising money. A lot of people do. If I went down the list of those promoters and people that stiffed me over the years, you guys would be amazed. They're still in business, and I'm still sitting here as well. But the bottom line is, Michael Dokes died this past week from liver cancer. And of course, it's sad to see anybody pass, especially such a painful death, okay? But Michael Dokes spent 9 years in prison for beating the hell out of his girlfriend. I mean, he beat her to the point where she was unrecognizable. You wouldn't put pictures of her in the National Enquirer. That's how bad it was. I kid you not, okay? And he also was the same guy that followed my girlfriend into a elevator in Los Angeles at the hotel that's now been torn down right across the street from the Inglewood Forum over in Inglewood, California, or the Great Western Forum, call it what you want, okay? He followed a girl named Lucy Tapia into the elevator, went up the elevator with her because she was going up to get a camera, and he followed her out of the elevator and followed her down the hall. So he's saying, you know, hey, baby, this and that. So he made a move, and she ran, and she got into the hotel room, thank God. If she didn't, she might have been raped, possibly been raped. And the bottom line is people are wondering, how could I write disparaging things about this guy? How could I not? How could I not? Forget the personal level. What about the professional level? I mean, he didn't do much as a pro. He lost to Razor Ruddock. He lost to Riddick Bowe. He lost to Evander Holyfield. Losing to Holyfield was probably the greatest fight he was ever involved in. The guy was never disciplined. He was always trying to lose weight when I saw him in the gym. Okay, he had a coke habit. Everybody knew that. I mean, him having a cocaine habit was like the worst kept secret in boxing. Okay, Johnny Taco, the late Johnny Taco, who ran the ringside gym on Main and Charleston in Sin City for like, I don't know, 43, 44 years from 1952 until 1996, 1997, somewhere around there, before he died in 98, I believe. He told me that he thought he saw a dope deal going down with dokes involved in his backyard type of parking lot at the gym. So he wasn't into dokes. And I asked him, you know, does dokes have it? And he said, you know, dokes doesn't have it because he likes coke like, you know, it was coke, rum and coke. Dokes likes coke like it was rum and coke. I kid you not. So anyway, the bottom line is he was a underdeveloped heavyweight as far as his potential was concerned. I think that had a lot to do with his lifestyle, the fact that he was always out. He was always kicking it, per se. And I got to tell you this, okay? I'm not gloating over the fact that he died. I'm not gloating over anybody's death. But the bottom line is, you know, he almost killed that girl back in 1999. He tried to rape an ex-girlfriend of mine. Am I supposed to have a high opinion of this guy? Come on, give me a break, please. And now we'll talk about the three greatest heavyweight champions, in my opinion, in the world. Now, my late mentor, the great Jack Fisk, born Jacob Finkelstein, back in 1917, I believe, he told me that he was a writer for the SF Chronicle. He's a Hall of Fame writer, both in the World Boxing Hall of Fame and the International Boxing Hall of Fame. But he told me that you cannot compare fighters from different eras. So I'm going to go against what my mentor, of course, the same guy I named my daughter Jacqueline Fernandez after. I'm going to go against my mentor, and I'm going to go with my top three heavyweight champions of all time, okay? Number three, from Galveston, Texas, the Galveston Giant. I'm talking about Jack Johnson, 53-11, 9 draws, 34 KOs. That's in fights that weren't scored by television, because if you remember, back in the early part of the century, boxing was illegal in some parts, so they had to go to newspaper scoring. They would call them exhibitions, and then the newspaper would score the fight. Okay, but the bottom line is, you know, I think that Johnson was, he boxed a long time from 1897 to 1931. I mean, he didn't lose really until 1926, and take that back, until 1915 when he lost the world heavyweight title in the 26th round in Cuba to Jess Willard. Then it would be like another 11 years before he lost to Bob Lawson. And I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you like this, okay? This guy was amazing. He really was. I saw some of the films that are available on him. Of course, not too many films from the early 20th century, but the bottom line is there are a few films out there. And I really think that any heavyweight in history would have a tough time dealing with Jack Johnson. I really do. But when they created that law to prevent him from having intimate relations with Caucasian women, that's right. I mean, when he was, they called it the Mann Act. If you took a woman across the border, a state border, to have sex with her, it was considered a violation of the Mann Act. Now, they drew this law up especially for Jack Johnson, Double J. Nobody else, just Jack Johnson. Okay? So Jack Johnson violated the, quote, Mann Act, and he had to go on the run. He was on the lam in Europe and this and that. That's why he fought Willard in 1916 in Cuba. I mean, for that, from 1910 to like 1960, he only fought like four times. Because he couldn't fight here in the States. He had to fight in other places, okay? He was a fugitive. He was exiled. I mean, he was railroaded out of town. Why? Because some people didn't like the fact he was having relationships with white women. Not back in those days, folks. That's why people say that Joe Louis was so subdued, and he didn't say anything at all. Of course, Joe Louis had a chance to stand up for black people like nobody else when, you know, he beat Max Schmeling and defeated Max Schmeling, captured the World Heavyweight Championship. And the bottom line is, I mean, the real World Heavyweight Championship, because, of course, he had lost earlier to Schmeling, and he was a champion. Joe said, I won't be champion until I beat Max Schmeling again, or when I beat Max Schmeling. But he beat him in the first round the second time around, and he didn't say anything for black folks. I mean, he had a chance. This is when everybody but Joe Louis
in the African-American race were going in the back door of hotels. They were working in hotels as shoeshine people and busboys and maids and butlers and things like that, okay? But Joe was walking in the front door. Joe was playing golf on white golf courses with white men where the only black guys on the course before besides Joe were caddies, okay? So I thought Joe Louis was a bit of an Uncle Tom. Sorry, this is my opinion. Now, maybe that's because I grew up in the era of Muhammad Ali. Of course, Muhammad Ali, when I think the greatest spokesperson in the history of boxing, and when he was in his prime, I mean, before he got hurt with Parkinson's and things like that. Of course, that was the residual effects of professional boxing. But you're going to be surprised. Who do I rate as the number one heavyweight champion of all time? Larry Holmes. That's right. Larry Holmes of Easton, Pennsylvania, the Easton Assassin, 69-6, 44 KOs. I think his jab and that great chin is what separates him from the rest of those guys, folks. He had 19 defenses of the heavyweight title, 16 WBC, 3 IBF. It was a linear world heavyweight championship. He got off the deck against Ernie Shavers, the hardest hitter in history. He got off the deck against Reynaldo Snipes when he got hit with a flush shot on the chin, a great right hand he didn't see coming. And then he went on to stop them both. Okay, I think he's the real deal as far as the number one heavyweight in history is concerned. Now, I think that first fight with Michael Spinks back in 1985 probably could have gone either way. The second time around, Larry was jobbed. And that's what Larry gets for saying that Rocky Marciano couldn't carry his jock. Well, that sort of infuriated some people in the boxing establishment. They said, we don't want Larry around no more. So Larry was denied that second fight with Michael Spinks, a fight that he clearly won. He was past his peak when he fought Mike Tyson in 1988. I'm telling you, he really was. And he outboxed Tyson in the first bit of the fight. And then, you know, he got caught and he went down and it was all about that. He looked like a rubber ball going up and down a few times. But the bottom line is he was way past his peak at that point in time. And I will say this. In my mind, at his best, Larry Holmes would have beaten every heavyweight in the world, in my opinion, including Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko. Now we've got that out of the way and I've rated my top three heavyweights of all time. Of course, the HBO Boxing After Dark schedule goes, they're going September 1st with a Boxing After Dark card. September 8th, Andre Ward. What is he now, 24 and zip? The undisputed, undefeated super middleweight champion in the world is 168 pounds out of Oakland, California, defending that title at home against Chad Dawson, the once-beaten light heavyweight title holder. That's 175 pounds out of Connecticut. Now, Dawson says he can make 168. He says not a problem for him. He's going to beat Andre up, all this kind of stuff, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line is Andre Ward is probably the second best fighter in America, according to Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, behind Floyd Mayweather. And if he says that, you got to go with Larry on that one. You really have to. September 15th, the big fight, of course, for the world middleweight championship, the paper champion, the toilet tissue guy, not even a paper champion, a toilet tissue champion. I'm talking about Mr. Kleenex himself, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He's unbeaten, but, you know, he hasn't fought a whole lot of guys. I mean, I'm not giving him a whole lot of credit for the fighters that he's beat, but he has gotten better. He has progressed. There's no question about it, okay? He has gotten better. When he takes on Sergio Martinez, September 15th, he's going to get licked like a stamp. Mexicans are going to go into depression on that one all across the country. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to say hello to our people on WUSP 1550 AM and WUSP 95.5 in Utica, New York. And don't forget, Las Vegas, Sacramento, Memphis, Tennessee, Houston, Texas. We're all in the house. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Take me with you. Yes. How I'd love to
walk down that golden street. Hand in. Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
The George Foreman fight, when Harold tried to put something together in the 90s, you guys came close on that, didn't you?
Well, we were very close. Matter of fact, the one guy gave George $1 million, and he gave me $500,000 to put the fight on. And we took that money. We both signed an agreement. But for some reason or another, George didn't want to do the fight, or the guy pulled out of the fight. I don't know what happened, but that was something that I wanted to do. That's one of the fights that I wanted to fight. More than any fight that I ever fought, I wanted to fight that fight.
The great Larry Holmes, December 10th interview right here on Live Ring Talk. Of course, your inside look in the world of boxing. Mixed martial arts. We're here Saturdays 11 a.m. and Sundays 11 a.m. right here on the Sports Ballland Broadcast Network. Bill in Atlanta, GA, sent me an email, said, Pedro, what about us at 3WE? Yeah, okay, didn't forget Atlanta, GA, didn't mean to, I meant. The bottom line is we do have 3WE going in Atlanta, GA as well. There's a poll going on right now at ringtalk.com in the left-hand margin. Who is the greatest heavyweight of all time? Muhammad Ali's got 51.6% of the votes. Joe Louis comes in number two at 24.6. Larry Holmes, third at 10.8. Rocky Marciano, number four at 8.6. And Jack Johnson, number five, at 4.3. But the bottom line is, I think Larry Holmes' jab would beat all those guys. I watched Larry Holmes beat up on Muhammad Ali back before the George Foreman fight. That's before the George Foreman fight. We're talking about 1974 in sparring at Deer Lake, Pennsylvania. So the bottom line is, I think Larry Holmes is the real deal. He is the man, in my mind, the number one ranked heavyweight boxer of all time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, RingTalk, RingTalk, ringtalk.com for your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 24/7, all the websites, we've got the hottest radio show going, we've got the hottest articles, we got it going on at ringtalk.com, so check us out next time you hit the web. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life, keep your chin up, keep smiling, and keep doing it. Talk to you soon.